begin a vacation Bible school for 1 week. And we're excited about this. You know, we've gone through COVID, and there were certain activities and ministries that we really were not able to do. And I'm not even sure during those years of COVID whether or not Vacation Bible School would have even been on our radar. But at the end of the spring semester, when Leslie Maldonado came back from Emmaus, she said, why can't we have a Vacation Bible School? Why can't we have Sunday school again? Why can't we do things for the children? And that's an excellent question. Perhaps many of you had been mulling that over in your minds as well. And certainly, in order to have a particular ministry, and in order to have it become a very successful ministry, we always need to commit that to prayer. The Lord really needs to be in the things that we do if it is going to give glory to Him and if it is going to be successful. It's up to the Lord to really decide whether or not a ministry or a program we have really is acceptable and successful. But we just don't want to go and do things in our own strength. So I am going to certainly ask that when you do go to prayer, when you have your daily prayers, would you please just pray for Vacation Bible School? And because we are kind of putting this together somewhat late, 2 weeks from now, hopefully we will be setting up some of the back rooms to turn that into a Jerusalem village. And then on Monday night, the 25th of July, we would begin our program. And we still need volunteers. Now, sometimes there are sign-up sheets. And sign-up sheets can be great for dinners and, you know, like we want to get a CMML handbook or check out your address in the chapel directory. It's in the back. But sometimes when there is going to be a particular ministry or program, things need to be right-sized for individuals who are going to volunteer. Now, don't get me wrong. Looking for volunteers, and we do need people, but sometimes it may be a little bit better for a list of volunteers to be scrutinized, and then individuals who might have the materials that are needed for Vacation Bible School could say, oh, this individual would be perfect for this role. And then they would be approached and they would be asked if they could participate in that area. And so today, what I would like you to consider, you know, do you have a heart for service to the Lord, service to the fellowship? And if you do, you know, could you just think of coming out maybe before the 11 o'clock meeting? There are things already that I know that you need to take a look at. Take another look at the directory that Doug has diligently worked on to be sure that your information is correct. But also, I will be in the foyer in between this time that we're having and the 11 o'clock meeting. And I would appreciate if you would just consider signing up. I'll let you know some of the positions that we're going to need to right-size individuals to help with. Most of our setup will be done Sunday afternoon on the 24th. We also need some individuals who can help out simple task to be security during the nights of the program. What do I mean by security? We're going to be using two buildings, this building and the activity center. Well, there's going to be children of an elementary school age who will be going between buildings, And who knows what dangers may lurk in our parking lot? Who knows? The shadow knows. Well, no, that's, excuse me. So we will need some security individuals just to keep a watch on the parking lot area, that we don't have individuals who are going to maybe come into the parking lot that could pose a threat to children. For that matter, we would also like in our security team, like at least a young man, an old man, or an older lady, or a younger lady, someone who would be able to, with regularity, just check the bathrooms to be sure that everything is okay in that area. We need some help for registration. We would have a registration table. A person who might want to help with registration would certainly need to be sitting at the registration table at least 20 minutes before 6, in case people come into the door and they want to register their son or their daughter for Vacation Bible School. We still need a tribal leader and assistant. What's a tribal leader? Well, you're kind of a teacher, but you're going to, our tribal leaders would be assigned to an age group of youngsters. Since this is, so we're going back to the time of Jesus, Jerusalem Marketplace, a tribal leader, you might have a group of kids that are in the tribe of Gad. E-Gads, don't think that, just the tribe of Gad. And therefore, you will be with your tribe throughout the evening. You will have a little teaching role. You will be having opportunities to speak to them about what's going on in Jerusalem during this five-day week. And there's Bible stories and there's drama. Each tribe needs to have an assistant. You will have opportunity. I mean, like, there's materials that are going to be given to you. I do want you to know that I think Leslie and some of the others that are involved have selected a material program that comes with more information that you could shake a stick at, okay? You know, binders like this, and if you have a role of a tribal leader, you will be getting a printout of what's happening every day of Vacation Bible School so that you can also ad lib some of the materials. But we need tribal leaders, assistants. We have a role for an individual who might be a mature individual. You know, you can be young and still be mature in the things of the Lord, who would actually kind of lead the program, the celebration, the gathering each night, and also do the closing program when everybody gets together. So there are other things, dare I say. I'm not going to go down all of the areas. Somebody could help with audiovisual materials, decorations. I do believe that Jenny Lopez is maybe one of the primary individuals taking the lead with, I think that might be right. I know that we have Jaslyn Lopez, who is helping Angela with music. By the way, Jaslyn, we've heard some of your piano playing. It's exceptionally good. So, we are trying to get some of our younger folks that are involved. Christian Knight, Caleb, Cherian, and Noam, I believe they're helping with the playground area for the little kids. But still, just get the idea. That's enough of my commercial, but really it's an appeal for a need. And we do have a need. Many hands do make light work. I would also like you to know that if you do have children that are planning to attend, I do have some registration forms that you can take, one registration form for a family. If you have multiple children, you can put their names on this. Give them back to me next week. Next week, we will have a pre-registration table during the break for those that want to pre-register children at that particular time. Charles Petty has taken 600 flyers announcing our Vacation Bible School program and in the days ahead. And maybe it's already done because he is really a fast walker. I'll tell you, he is like lightning. You know, like, but he's been dropping off packets of information, and if he hasn't already, you know, like he's approaching the time where he'll be distributing 600 flyers announcing Vacation Bible School in the Madison Park area. That's the area that Fairbluff is located. And you could also pray that we have a good return for that. So, hardly any time left, but that was pretty important because we do need to have volunteers. During the Lord's Supper, there was a, we took a look at a verse that I would like to just go back to for a moment, if you don't mind. It is a type of verse and passage concerning the Lord's Supper that I am pretty sure everyone at some time or another has looked at and wondered about. And it has to do with, let a person examine himself, then so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But also, before those verses that I just read, it says in verse 27, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. And then let a person examine themselves. Certainly, we all think of ourselves as sinners. We still know that we sin. Perhaps every single day there are sins. And so how really are we when we consider ourselves? Are we sinners who are saved? Or are we saints who occasionally sin? Are we sinners who are saved? Or are we saints who occasionally sin? You know, there are a lot of places that we can go and we take a look at Scripture and we know that we are not to sin. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Little children, don't sin. Don't sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We could take a look at 1 John also, another passage, chapter 3. Behold what manner of the love the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God. And you know, like, but verse 2 and verse 3, you know, like kind of is very convicting of us also, because we say that we are not supposed to sin. And we know that. We are supposed to hate the things that God hates, love the things that God loves. He hates sin, but look at us. Look at us. You know, the thing is, there are too many other places in Scripture that should really, really encourage us. Until we're taken home to be with God in glory, we still will struggle with sin. Even in near the passage that I would like us to look at later on today, which is in Hebrews, right after chapter 11, where we're looking at the Hall of Fame of faith, it says, you know, like, looking unto Jesus, chapter 12, verse 1, author and finisher of our faith, joy before him, endured the cross. But then we see another interesting verse that talks about us having besetting sin. And we're supposed to lay that aside. Now, how can we, if we are unworthy sinners, you know, like partake of the Lord's Supper. Well, I want to propose that it's really that passage in 1 Corinthians really is not giving an indictment against us and our nature. Don't forget that we still have a sinful nature, but we also have the new man who has been redeemed, who has been positionally sanctified. We have been justified, and it's because of the shed blood of Christ and his body that has been given to us that we, when we come to take the Lord's Supper, we do have confidence. Every one of us hates the sin that we still do. Some of us, for decades, have probably struggled with the same sin. And we have prayed, Lord, I hate this sin, and I want to be delivered from it. And lo and behold, we go for the same bait that Satan casts our way, or we wind up seeing that we love ourselves and the things that we desire more than we love the Lord Jesus, who gave himself for us. But he tells us that he wants us to come and remember him because he has paid for every sin that we will do. Do we go on sinning carelessly? No. We go to Romans chapter 6 and we say that's not what we're supposed to do. Getting back to that passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the one who is taking the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner is someone who has really not examined themselves, have not confessed of sins that they have committed. Or when we had our children in the Lord's Supper, and if we could tell that they were not participating in what was going on, they were just playing around or whatever, and they're of age, and they had made a profession of faith, and now here comes the bread, we would not let them take that bread because they had not checked into the program. To me, that's an unworthy way of coming into the meeting. You know, like today with our electronic devices and stuff, I do know sometimes it's tough. Hey, is that an electronic Bible that that brother or sister are using? Or are they just answering emails and seeing what's going on? You know, like I would suggest sometimes if you are in a meeting for worship and your heart is not there to worship, that may be an unworthy time. And that might be where you would pass the emblems by because you're really not there to worship. You're sitting in the seat, but your heart is really far from the Lord. To really take a verse out of Scripture, these people honor me with their lips in the Old Testament, but their heart is far from me. Maybe that is a better way to look at the unworthiness of someone who comes into that meeting. Certainly in the Corinthian church, they were gorging themselves on food, even at the Lord's Supper. They were not caring for their brothers or sisters that are in the meeting. They had issues between one another. How can I take the Lord's Supper if right across the auditorium I really have hatred or bitterness or anger in my heart towards someone else? That would be another example of an unworthy matter. And the Lord knows our hearts, so he knows where we stand with him. And therefore, I would say, he is really the judge of what we are doing. We have confidence to come here. He's invited us to come here. He has. This do in remembrance of me. So when we are here, he wants every child of his to participate in a way that really remembers him, honors him, thanks him. Our brother Joe Norman is a godly man. Looked up to him for years. A faithful man. Just like many of you. I can certainly understand what Joe was saying in his worshipful expression this morning, because I think we've all been there. We read that and we take a look at our hearts and we say, woe is me, I am undone. Just like what Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips. But the Lord says, come, remember me. And the thing is, we are saints who on occasion may sin. We are also sinners saved. But look at yourself. You are saints, set apart, special, with a privilege to come. Thank you, Lord, for letting us just spend a little time this morning and just thinking through this particular verse. And thank you for your grace. Your grace is always so sufficient. Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. It says in your word, Romans chapter 5, part of verse 20. And thank you for cleansing us. Thank you that you have given to us a desire to meet and to worship you. And this morning I also pray, dear Lord, that you would impress on the hearts of other brothers and sisters that there might be something that they could do to help us with Vacation Bible School. We lift this up in your most wonderful and blessed name. Amen.